Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Could efforts to slow down our economy to combat inflation send us right into a recession? Some analysts are thinking that. So is your retirement recession ready? Well, thankfully, Eric is here today to provide some tips on how you can ensure that your retirement savings is ready for anything that comes your way. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. He's a certified financial planner. Here's the phone number we want you to have for our show today, 800-454-1184. That's the number that you can call to set up an appointment to go in and see Eric and his team. Maybe you want to set up a 15-minute phone call. You could do that as well. 800-454-1184. And you can always find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, so good to be here with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's time to, I think really it should be action time. Yeah, there's some time frames in life where you don't want to take action. I think this is going to be more and more of one that you need to take some action, because especially if you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, or if you are retired, for sure, it is time to take some action, because things are going to be changing a lot and over the next 6 months to a year. And until we get through all this, it's going to be really rocky and bumpy, and you know, you want to make sure your family's protected.
So keep calm and carry on doesn't really apply right now.
Yeah. I mean, you don't just say keep calm if a car's about to hit you. You know, you move out of the way, right?
Yeah.
So, there's some times where that saying's kind of silly.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, all right. I want you to hear what Federal Chair Jerome Powell had to say. The Federal Reserve are taking an aggressive approach to trying to cool down our inflation. I want you to hear this.
It would be nice if there were a way to just wish it away, but there isn't. We have to get supply and demand back into alignment. And the way we do that is by slowing the economy. Hopefully, we do that by slowing the economy and we see some softening in labor market conditions and we see a big contribution from supply side, you know, improvements and things like that. But none of that is guaranteed.
Yeah, well, you know, the softening labor market conditions is a super fancy econ speak of layoffs and job losses. So when there's too much demand for labor and things are getting expensive, yeah, they basically want things to go backwards some. And usually that backwards is not a little some, it's usually a lot. So, you know, there's debate, are we in recession or not? We are basically, but we will for sure be in one if we're not, you know, technically, just because of, you know, all these rate hikes. So, you know, that's something to be watching for. I mean, make sure you've got enough credit set aside, make sure you've got some savings set aside. I mean, if you're still working, there's very good likelihood of layoffs, and you want to make sure your job's not one of them, you know, ideally, right? So be prepared for that.
Yeah, there's just quite a bit of pain here as the Fed is taking action to try to slow down the economy, trying to bring inflation back down. But here he is again. I want you to hear this.
The real point is this. What we hear from people when we meet with them is that they really are suffering from inflation. If we want to set ourselves up, light the way to another period of a very strong labor market, we have got to get inflation behind us. I wish there were a painless way to do that. There isn't.
Nothing painless, huh?
Yep. So that means, you know, the stock market's going to be still painful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Prices are going to be painful, gas pump, all those things. And, you know, on top of that, yeah, maybe some job losses and painful things there. Obviously, we've also seen it in the, you know, you're going to see a lot more pain in the real estate market as mortgage rates, you know, get to 8% or higher. You know, then that's going to really slow down the housing market and real estate markets a lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of pain out there, and it's just like economic cycles always do. This isn't anything new, or it's just something we haven't had for long time, but to this level, but almost 40 years, but it's coming back, and you know, it's time to just know that it's going to happen and be prepared for it.
So what do retirees need to know about trying to retire into a recession? It's kind of scary.
Well, it can be, but it also could be really opportunistic. I mean, you know, I've got a lot of clients that, you know, they've got a ton of money in their house and they want to move someplace cheaper and, you know, less traffic and all that type of stuff. So it could be, it's still within California, it could be outside of California. But yeah, I mean, maybe instead, even though it freaks people out, maybe you don't buy that, you know, that house yet. You sell yours while the markets are still decent, even though they're softening already. But, you know, you take that money and just hang out with it and go travel, go have some fun, get some Airbnbs and lots of places across the US, and, you know, put a lot of your stuff in storage. I mean, nowadays, most of the furniture, you're going to buy new ones anyways. You're not going to ship it and anything. So, you know, downsize all that stuff and then wait maybe a year, year and a half. And guess what? You know, there's probably good likelihood that you're going to get a lot better deal on whatever that new place that you're buying is. And especially if you can pay for cash and you don't need to do a loan, it's going to be a really great deal. So, you know, that'd be some places where, you know, for retirees, it can actually be a really good thing because a lot of prices will start coming down and, you know, they'll also maybe see cheaper travel at some point and other things. So there may be some silver linings on all this stuff. But again, they do need to make sure they've got some foundational money, some money that's guaranteed from loss that can't go away, that they've got access to so they can survive through that part. And then also some steady income money that's paying them good dividends, that's not going up and down much with the market, and that way they can get through that time frame and that they don't have too much in bonds. If you got one of those 2030 funds or 2025 funds, those funds are pretty much usually about 40% in bonds, and bonds are just going to keep going down as the Fed raises rates. So if you're holding onto an investment that you know is guaranteed almost to go down and you're not taking action, I don't know. Well, why not?
Yeah, you better
right,
do
yeah.
something.
It's like not touching the steering wheel and hoping that you're going to go straight, right? And it's just not going to happen. So, you know, I mean, if you got questions about all this stuff, I mean, the easiest thing to do is just, you know, either set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. All you got to do is text the word talk and we'll send you the link. So just text the word talk to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word talk, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric and his team are here to help you retire well. This is what they do. They help retirees every single day. So take advantage of it. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, how important is it to create an emergency fund, or at least have a portion of your savings in liquid assets?
Well, huge now, right? Because as we're talking about possible recessions, if all of a sudden you get laid off, you know, one of the worst things is, I mean, when I first started in the business 30 years ago, you know, we were in a recession in 94. And, you know, you saw people raid their 401ks and, you know, pay the taxes, pay 12.5% state and federal, you know, penalties and all this awful stuff. And the whole reason was, they just didn't have money in savings. And so that costs them sometimes three or four times, you know, the amount. And, you know, so yeah, you need to have ideally 6 months in savings, 6 months of monthly expenses in savings, or something that's guaranteed, something that's liquid that you can go grab. And, you know, once you have that, then yeah, start putting money other places, because obviously even with rates going up, savings is still not going to beat inflation. So, but yeah, having that there is super critical, because yeah, that'll prevent you from a lot of dumb things that end up people doing.
Eric, real quick, tell us some tools that can help us generate income in retirement, no matter what's going on with the economy.
Well, I mean, some of the best ones out there right now are really these ones that are tied to the market, but not in the market. So, you know, these are insurance products that basically the principal is guaranteed and you earn a rate based on the market. Well, if the market's super low and they look year to year and pay you that interest rate, well, it's statistically speaking, it's very easy for the market to go up 10 or 15% next year. It won't be back where it was at the beginning of the year if it did that, right? Because it's been more than a 15% drop. But if it just gets even halfway, you know, in those types of products, you'd actually earn on one of them out there right now, you can earn up to 10%. That's the neat thing, is those ones can earn some pretty good amounts of money. And then if the market's like this year, they just earn nothing, but they don't lose. And so, you know, lots of times that's one way to at least know you've got that money there. There's some of these types that I use where we can actually take money out every single year, and then even turn on a lifetime income feature where it'll just keep paying out. Even if it runs out of money, keep getting that check. And some of those even have no annual fees. So, you know, when people say all these things are expensive, or, you know, it's like, No, you just don't know. You're not either not talking to the right person or you don't know what's out there. So, again, there's lots of options, but the problem is, you hear a bunch of junk out there and you don't know what to believe. It's hard to find right advice. So if you want just some straightforward talk, text the word talk to us and we can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Just answer any questions. If you want to go beyond that and go into the blueprint to worry less wealth, again, there's no cost, no obligation right now. So why not do it, right? Why not take care of yourself? And so all you have to do is text the word talk to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word talk 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with nor does he endorse Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You know, Eric has done this for over 30 years now. And when I say done this, I mean helping people retire. In 2020, Eric, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So a good number of people see life insurance as a really useful tool to protect their families and their loved ones. But what I want to address today, Eric, is not really do I need life insurance, but rather, do I need life insurance for my retirement?
Yeah, well, life insurance has been always kind of boiled down to two things. Do you owe someone and do you love someone?
Oh.
And so lots of times when you're, starting out, it's you owe a bunch on a mortgage, right? So you want to have enough to cover that mortgage in case you're gone and for the rest of your family. And maybe your mortgage is paid down a lot more. The kids are grown. So, it's less dependent on you being around. So that's when people start going, do I still need it? What should I be doing? Well, there is some big changes that happen when somebody passes away during retirement. I mean, if you're a married couple and, one of you passes away, you not only lose that smaller of the two Social Security checks, you also flip from being married to single filing on the income taxes. And so I had one client that literally, after his wife died, he lost some of her income, some other stuff. So he made $20,000 less.
Ooh.
But his tax bill was actually $20 more. So it was almost, his tax bill was almost no different. It was almost a, dead even, break even type of thing on the taxes, but he made $20,000 less.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Well, hold it. How can you make so much less and have the same tax bill? Well,
right. Again,
you're no longer married. Now you're single filing. So all those brackets go up way faster. So, that's where sometimes the life insurance can kick in. The other thing too, is a lot of the modern policies now, finally in California, it took them a long time, have long-term care benefits. So life insurance may not actually be about you dying. It might be more about you, needing care and how to pay for it and not using up all those dollars that your surviving spouse may need for their retirement after you're gone. So it can be a very useful tool for retirement now.
Yeah, I love that life insurance policies can be used for long-term care benefits. So to figure that out, if that's something maybe you might want to use in retirement, what would be some key questions we should ask ourselves?
Well, like I said, of course, how much do you owe, right? So if you've got a lot of debt, a lot of people nowadays, especially with the tax law being so favorable and when we had interest rates so low, it didn't make sense to pay off that 2.5% or 3% mortgage. Now, if you got a newer one, it may really make sense to pay it off. so that's one of those things. If you owe a lot, Yeah, you might need to have that life insurance keeps going just because of one person passes away and you lose that Social Security check. Can the remaining income for the surviving spouse still pay for that mortgage? And often may not be the case. But then also, in terms of just wealth transfer, I mean, the worst tool in the world is IRAs and 401ks to leave behind, because, if you leave that to the next generation, your kids have 10 years to blow that money. I mean, literally, they have to spend all that money and pay all the taxes on it. So, so that's one of those things where, you don't necessarily want to be doing that for, leaving those types of assets. Whereas if you can leave life insurance where it's tax free, if you do that tax free money, it's all theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. So, there's a lot of benefits to having that. Again, you have to be able to figure out, how do I pay for it, right? Where does the money come from to fund it, and what type of policy is? It can't be, group insurance that expires when you quit your job. It can't be term insurance that runs out. So there's a lot of things that are very different. And so, you have to kind of figure that into your retirement plan. So, that is one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial, is we really help people figure out, what do I need to be planning for? What should I have? And one of the things we've come up with is this great checklist. And the checklist kind of goes over, it's kind of like a little quiz in a way. Tells you, okay, here's all the areas. What's your score? Have you taken care of this? Have you taken care of that? And, if you score really, really low, guess what? It might be something that you need to be, taking care of, right? But at least it's better to know that before you retire versus
exactly.
After.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to get a copy of that checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist. Pretty easy. So text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or go online and request it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in San Jose, and I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So we're talking today about key questions that you should ask yourself to try to see whether or not you still need life insurance in retirement. Now, Eric, a lot of people who are trying to retire or who are retiring probably do have life insurance policies already in place. What should they be thinking about?
Well, are the policies that they own, right? So that's one of the big ones. So like I mentioned earlier there, if it's group insurance or term insurance, I mean, term is something that literally is good for a term. Mm-hmm. So if it's a 5-year term, guess what? After 5 years, it goes away. If it's a 20-year term, it goes away after 20 years. Usually those policies, by the way, say you're paying, $100 a month, most of them I find go up 10 times. So that $100 a month might be $1,000 a month after that. And so that's very brutal. And lots of times, unfortunately, I have these phone calls and discussions with people that will reach out to us and say, hey, I've got this policy, it's expiring, I'm 78, what should I get? It's like, not much, because sadly, lots of times your health may not be good enough anymore, but also just the cost would be prohibited. That's the hard part is does this make sense for your situation? And so you usually want to have some sort of permanent insurance. You want to have something that's going to be there for the rest of your life. So again, there has to be something that isn't going to run out. If it is a permanent policy and you've had it for a long time, you want to get what they call an in-force illustration, I-N-force. So meaning the policy is not lapsed, it's in force. And that'll tell you if they run it out from now till age 100, is it going to still be there? Because again, lots of times I have gotten calls with people who have cash value policies that are running out of money in their 80s. And lots of times it was because they saw a policy that was going to earn 7 or 8% every year, and then rates went down to 4. That changed a lot of things. It was great for your mortgage, but it really was not good for your life insurance. So these are some things that to be thinking about, is how to pay for these. How are you going to keep them going? And then also, is it trying to help your surviving spouse more, or is it trying to help the next generation? So there's a lot to be said for when you're doing this planning.
That's what I was going to ask. Are there any other factors we should be thinking about?
Well, the probably the biggest one is the misuse and abuse of life insurance, I would call it, I guess. Some people like to call it the laser fund, or they'll call it LERP, which is like a life insurance retirement plan, or 7702, which just talks as just a tax code that talks about life insurance. So they'll do anything to call it something that it's, that they don't have to use the words life insurance. So that way they can hide it, disguise it. And what are they hiding for? What are they sheltering by? Why are they making up these cutesy terms to not actually say what it is? It reeks of somebody trying to tell you something that's not and trick you into stuff, right? So be careful if anybody's trying to use those types of, goofy terms. Life insurance can be a great tool. I mean, if you, especially the overfunded, we've used it a lot for clients where you put extra money in there. You fund it, you try to keep the life insurance part actually small, and you try to overfund it and get a bunch of cash value in there. And it can be a great tool that can actually pay a lot of tax-free retirement income. So, there is definitely a great advantage to doing it. But the problem is you usually have to fund it for at least 5 years, and you usually need like a 10-year timeline before you start touching the income. But I've seen people where they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start it in 2 years or 3 years. Well, it just doesn't have time to build up enough money and work. And why did somebody talk them into that? Well, because they got paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that's the only reason.
Right.
With life insurance can be a really critical tool. It can make really good sense for long-term care protection. It can, make sense for, tax-free income. There's a lot of great things, but again, it has to be part of an overall plan. If it's not, then how are you going to know if it's right for you? So, again, with here at Heckman Financial, we've got this great thing where we've built this blueprint to worry less wealth. We typically charge $1,500, but we've been waiving that for radio listeners and podcast listeners. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, we'll set up a first phone call just to find out what your situation is. And then we'll go from there and we'll actually create that blueprint for you that'll tell you where you are in terms of income planning, investment planning, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we'll know what tools are right for you, what tools are wrong, and where you should be taking action and what things you should not be doing. Once you have that data, that knowledge, then it's so much easier to figure out what you should be doing versus just taking what people say. Now we at least have some evidence to say, oh yeah, this makes sense for my situation. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric will explain what IULs are and how they work, if they could make sense for you. That's all coming up next. So stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is a well-known speaker and author, and he's here to give you guidance for everything that you do to and then all the way through retirement. He wants to help you worry less. We're talking today about questions that you need to ask yourself to try to determine if you still need life insurance in your retirement years. So, Eric, what we're learning today is that because your financial needs are different in retirement, so are your insurance needs, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's, like we talked about earlier, there's things where, when you're talking about, do you owe money? Do you need to cover a mortgage? Do you have young kids? But then, of course, as you're aging and stuff, you don't have, hopefully, those young kids living at home. Hopefully, they've got, at least you kicked them out if they hadn't moved out on their own, right? I got three sons, so yep. Yeah, they better not all end up being at my
back
house forever.
Back at your house, yeah.
Yeah, so, but then, yeah, there's other things like long-term care, retirement income, just tax-free growth of money. So there's a lot of other reasons that you might need to have the life insurance there. that are very different from when you were buying it, you know, say in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
One of the life insurance options that we often hear about is that indexed universal life, or IULs. So I want to talk about that. Explain to us how it works, please.
The original policies were kind of more like a 30-year fixed mortgage kind of thing. So that's the easier way to kind of show the differences. So when you're talking about whole life was where you actually invested in that company. So, you know, if you, like I started my career with New York Life. So if you owned a policy in New York Life, you literally owned kind of a little piece of that company, and you were dependent on them for paying you dividends and giving you the money. Then in the 80s, E.F. Hutton, if you remember, when they talk, everybody listens.
Everybody listens, yes.
So if you're old enough to know that commercial, they actually came out with the first first universal lives. And so these are much more like a variable rate mortgage, where things were now, you know, kind of separated out more. With universal life, you have this cost of insurance that you see, you have the earnings that you see, and it's a lot more visible. But that was in the Jimmy Carter days, the high interest rates. And then once those rates dropped, everybody's like, whoa, that's not working so good. And then they had variable life, which was in the stock market. But again, you're trying to make this money be more guaranteed and grow. So those had so much fees and costs that, you know, finally everybody realized that indexing was the way to go. And so the big difference here is the universal life part, it means is you see the fees, you see the costs. So everything's kind of broken out so you can really see like how much is the cost of insurance, how much is the cost of running the policy. That's literally every annual statement shown to you, you know, for what all those costs are. But the big difference here is instead of your money getting a set rate from the insurance company or being based on the insurance company's performance, now they're making it off some stock market index. So of course, like S&P 500 is the, you know, main index that most people use. So say if the cap was 10%, what that means is they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10% if the stock market does that, from usually what they call an annual point to point. So if it was June 1st to June 1st the next year, they'll look back over that year. How did that money do? You know, how did that grow? And then they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10%. Now, if the market did 11, 12, 15, 20, whatever, you don't get that. You know,
but
you only
get
10%.
Yeah.
But 10 on something that's guaranteed is pretty dang good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens if it goes the other direction, right? If it goes negative something, well, the neat thing there is you don't lose a dime. You just earn zero. Mm-hmm. But now you start it over, and guess what? That starting point's a lower starting point. Well, typically after the market drops, it usually will rebound eventually. And so, you know, now that you've got locked in that lower number, it's really easy to have a higher percentage gain that next year. Even if the market doesn't come back to where it was, again, it's only from, that's like a 1-year sprint. It's not a marathon. So you're just looking from year to year to see how your money did. And so, yeah, so these can be really good policies to earn some pretty decent money. That's the good part. Obviously has the life insurance aspect too. You know, don't forget that.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. And so typically there's a couple ways that works. One is you have a flat death benefit. So if you started off, say, at, you know, a $500,000 death benefit, if you build up $100,000 of cash value, it may still be 500, which means as your cash value grows, you're getting less and less life insurance. The other way is you can do it, you know, your cash value plus your death benefit. And so that those kind would be if you had 100,000 of cash value and the death benefit is 500, you know, now it's 6. So, you know, that's one of those things where, again, that's a cost item. If you're buying more insurance, of course, it costs more. So if you're trying to have that death benefit grow, then that may make sense. But if you're trying to get the cash value to grow a lot, lots of times you want the life insurance to actually be smaller, which sounds counterintuitive. But basically the government said if you have too much money, because people basically in the 80s were being really abusive of life insurance, they were dumping in tons of money. They dump in like $100,000 into a $5,000 insurance policy at the time that was paying 12%, you know, tax free. Well, that was a pretty good deal. And so, but then the government's like, hold it. If you're dumping $100,000 into a $5,000 policy, this is not life insurance. This is just a tax dodge. So they do have these limits that say, okay, you have to have so much death benefit compared to your cash value. So, you know, again, there's little things, little nuances. What I find is a lot of people who sell these don't tell people these nuances. They don't tell them the pros and cons of how it's designed. And a lot of times they're designing it so they make the most commission for themselves, which, you know, again, is not the thing you want. So you want somebody who's more of a fiduciary advisor, somebody who knows this in and out and can design it for what you're looking for. So, you know, again, that's one of those things that, you know, if you wanted to set up a set time to just talk and go over this, see if you know, the what some people call the laser fund or life insurance retirement plan or 7702, all these goofy names, it's life insurance, people. It's Index Universal Life Insurance. It's, you know, not the super great IUL. It's just a good product, good tool. But again, like everything, it's got its pros and cons. So again, if that's something you want to set up a time and talk, we can go through that and go over that for you to see if it makes sense for your situation. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. This could be, you know, virtual, on the phone, whatever. But again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So you kind of have taken us through, we kind of have a good idea of what's good and bad, but I don't know, can you want to go into kind of a list of pros and cons of an indexed universal life insurance policy?
Well, like I said, I mean, they can be really great, but what people forget or, you know, conveniently ignore and don't mention much or how, whatever terms you want to use. I mean, there's one guy who gave up his insurance license so that way he can have a radio show, print books, talk about life insurance, you know, endlessly, index life insurance. But his whole family's licensed, and then they'll sell you the stuff. But since he has no license, he can say whatever he wants and get away with it. So, you want to make sure you're, you know, doing the right thing. I mean, I've seen some of their proposals that they'd had, and I sent it to their compliance at the one company, and they were shocked that they were using these things. And so, yeah, so you got to be careful of how it's being approached. It can be a great tool to build up money, but it takes time. It is not, you know, this is not, you know, some, you know, strike it rich or, you know, meme stock type thing. This is very slow. This is more tortoise than the hare type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most of the policies are good after 10 years. You usually need to fund them for at least 5 years, maybe even up to 10. But if you're trying to get money and have great earnings and stuff after 1 or 2 years, the costs are just too much, you know, initially. So the costs get really watered down over time, but there are some upfront costs that happen. And so, you know, again, that's one of those things where it's all about expectations, right? I mean, if you're trying to use a tool that, you know, is not designed. I mean, if you're trying to do 80 miles an hour in a golf cart, good luck, right?
Right.
I mean, you can try all you want. It ain't going to happen. So, so if you're trying to make this be super high flying, it's not. It's going to be a slow growth type vehicle, but it can be a great tool to build up a lot of tax-free cash and be a really great source to do that. But again, you got to have somebody who knows what they're doing, not somebody just sold your friends and then they're going to be out of the business in 6 months or, you know, something like that. Somebody who's a fiduciary-based advisor like we are here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, again, if you want to figure out, hey, what is all this life insurance things about? Should I be doing it? Should I be using it? You know, we'll give you all the real story, and then you can decide, hey, is this for me or not? So again, if you want to set up a time to talk, just text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59, and I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now, or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote in our on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. Uh-huh. And yep. At some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own, is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff, hopefully you have some idea maybe how much they own the house or not. And, is there more money in the, there? Or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? There are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, looking at doing something different. And, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife because she's the one who ran everything and she worked in accounting and, numbers were her gig.
Uh-huh,
so,
yeah.
So it can definitely change, but a lot of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live. And, find out what's going on and see if they, want any help. And, it can be a tough situation for sure, but you can only, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. That's one of those tough things, is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, we actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security, and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry. It's not too jargony. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security, so you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just this two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, yeah, you can do a 529 account. You know, and those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as, in this case, as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is lots of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. And but it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road, but it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirements. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to you know, laugh at them or call them out of their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you, and you know, how can we prevent it, right? And and so really what we're talking about today would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se, but when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who'd rolled all their money over, and they had a lot of company stock, and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say, you know, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock, and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains, where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids, and it'd be a step-up in basis, and there'd be no tax due. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to that, and unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. You know, they're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, you know, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had too is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, where the company, when they paid them out, they said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after-tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. You know, well, everybody likes money, especially if it's tax-free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA, and it could have been growing tax-free for the rest of their life. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners, so this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. Nation. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.